There is a new survey out that shows that one out of four adults believe they have ADHD. That's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Man, when I was in school, when I was growing up, there was no talk of this. And I know kids had it. It's not like this is something brand new. It's just that it's been diagnosed in modern times. And according to an Ohio State University study, about 25% of adults believe that they are undiagnosed with ADHD. Only 13% have shared that information with a doctor. Dr. Francis Murphy is an expert on ADHD, and he joins us on WWL. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, you've got kids that are distracted, and, you know, I mean, we're all distracted. Adults, we're all distracted. Are people quick to diagnose themselves or other people with ADHD when it's not really, that's not really the case?
It's hard to tell. There's so many different causes and varieties of it. You know, some people have, you know, very advanced cases of it, and then other people are on the line of being normal and suffer from it in slighter ways.
Yeah.
It's kind of a disease that gets dialed in based on a lot of different, you know, where you live, how you were born, how you were, if you're allowed to use your cell phone a lot, if you're in front of a computer a lot, if the type of food you eat, and they all contribute to this disorder. And you have to kind of attack them like one rock at a time.
Is ADHD something you're born with, or is it a condition that develops? Is it a disorder that develops because of your surroundings and your life and what you do?
You acquire it. You acquire ADHD, yes. There's a lot of factors. And so, I mean, there's literally, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been on the radio talking about this for over a year and a half now because it's been a hot subject. They're running out of drugs. Different studies show that there's different causes and then other suspected different causes. And when you really look at the whole picture, there are a lot of different causes, but there's some root causes that create ADHD. One of it is an out-of-balance autonomic nervous system. And to kind of make that simple, everybody has this fight, flight, freeze part of their nervous system that is balanced out by this rest, digest, and heal part of their nervous system. And so now you've broken it down into two categories, and the people that are always in fight, flight, or freeze are the people that are on that spectrum of ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, OCD. And based on like where you live, if you eat, you know, GMO foods or foods that have pesticides in them, things like this, this is a contributor. There's things like geoengineering, the air and the water have things in them. There's a website called EWG, and if you go there and you can type in your zip code, you can find out exactly what is in your water. And we bathe in this water, and so these are all like these contributors that why nobody can put their finger on it. So diagnosing it becomes more difficult because you may have four or five of the symptoms, but not the ones that doctor are looking for. And so there's toxicity and stuff like that. There's all kinds of things to look at.
Doctor, if it's in the water, then what's the percentage of people that have ADHD? Realistically, what's the real number of people suffering with ADHD? And obviously there are people undiagnosed, but what's the number of diagnosed people with ADHD?
Okay, let me tell you how hard that is to have a question to answer. Like in the 1950s, I believe, people, women were first exposed to aspartame. They were diet sodas. And what came out later is their offspring, especially their male teenage offspring, had very, very high cases of ADHD. Now, was everybody exposed to that in the country? No. But do more people have it than that? Yes. So there are a lot of things that cause endocrine disruption and disruption of this autonomic nervous system. So if you're going to put your finger on one thing and start fixing one thing at a time, I would start with cell phone activity, because it makes kids' postures very bad, which is bad for their brains, and they're less active, which is also bad for their bodies. And they tend to get a lot of bad information, and their posture is very bad while they're using their phones and their computers. And that type of activity can really distort the way the nervous system works. It breaks it down, and it leaves the nervous system susceptible to all these other invaders that I was speaking about before.
All right, so here's my understanding of this. I suffered as a kid. I'm a boomer. And I suffered as a kid with a very serious case of obsessive compulsive disorder. But nobody knew what it was back then. And honestly, I thought I was the only person in the world that had a brain that worked the way my brain worked. So there was no way that it could be diagnosed back then. Go ahead.
I was listening to you earlier, and yeah, back then, there was no ADD or ADHD. It was a D in conduct. And I'm a boomer, too. I can relate to that, totally.
Yeah. So I didn't even know it had a name until, like the mid-90s, and I got help. So it's under control now, but obviously it's something I still deal with every day. What I learned was that what might have happened with me, and this may happen with people with ADHD, is that you're born with a predisposed tendency to have this happen, and that maybe there are things or something in your life triggers it and manifests it full blown in your brain.
I would disagree with that. I think that yes, you may be born with it as a byproduct of the birthing process. You know, that can be very hard on the skull and neck of a baby coming out, and it can alter the function there of that vagus nerve and that sympathetic nervous system in a baby, alter the way they would maybe be able to crawl properly and develop properly. That can happen. But as far as being born with some kind of missing link in the brain, it's not that way. There's definitely insults. These people have, a lot of you see it online, they've talked themselves into ADD is a superpower, or ADDH is a superpower because you can get super focused and stuff like this. But the actual truth of it is that they have high levels of cortisol and adrenaline. They don't live as long as other people. They're short in stature, and they suffer a lot, especially when they're by themselves.
But if it's like in the water, as you say, then wouldn't even more people have ADHD?
Well, it's not only in the water. As I said, it's in the food. It's in the air. Literally in the air. It's in the water.
Right. So I kind of used in the water to include all of those things. But if it's that prevalent, if it's that prevalent, wouldn't more people have it?
Well, we're talking about 1 in 4, right, in the study.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would suggest to you that it's more than that. The average attention span of a human being used to be in 2004, 2.5 minutes, which is pitiful. 2.5 minutes is pitiful. But in 2012, it dropped to 75 seconds. And the most recent study, 2022, says 47 seconds. Now, if it keeps going like this, we won't have an attention span. And if we don't look at all the factors, so this interesting thing about this whole postural distortion and the way the body functions when it has good posture is that it builds you a good blood-brain barrier, and it helps you fight things getting into your brain and causing problems. But the sedentary lifestyle is part of it.
I have to get to a break here, but I want to have you on another time when we have more time to talk, because we also have a remote going on today, and what you're bringing up is so deep that this deserves more attention. Can we talk to you again very soon about this? Because I know it's a big problem.
Sure, I'd love to. It's what I do.
All right. Dr. Francis Murphy, an expert on ADHD. Thank you so much for the information. All right, we've got to get to a break here. I want to remind you that Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie, Veterans, and Causeway. Today is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. Join a plan, change a plan. This is the time to do it. You can get information at People's Health. We don't ever want you to get sick, but if you do, you got People's Health to help take care of you. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.